Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode 162 of the 8-Bit Geek. Now, if you're looking for a high-quality show that gives you professional insight to all the latest news in the movie and gaming industry, you've come to the wrong place. But if you like big, sweaty men who think they're experts, you're at the right place. I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who put jelly on their bellies.
I only did that once, and you said you'd keep that private.
I couldn't help it. When you,
I only did that like a dozen times, and I didn't expect it to be private.
Like
so
your whole YouTube channel.
My whole YouTube channel, Kevin WK. Look it up, jellyrubs.com.
Hey, I'm sorry, but this is not the Kevin WK hour, okay? We all know that you're internet famous from your shirtless videos.
Yeah, that only lasted 15 minutes.
Well, that's how long you get of fame sometimes. I'm glad that you took advantage of it and got that Rockstar energy drink
promo deal.
Yeah, I only have to pay regular price for it. It's great.
Yeah. It's better than what most people have to pay.
Then don't put it on our goddamn stream.
Put that on the 8-Bit Geek credit card.
That's right.
It's coming through one day.
If you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including Twitch, of course. It's where we record every week. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, come over on a Monday night, see what we look like. We all have radio voices. Like, we have faces that belong on radio. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can also support us. Yeah, we have a face for radio. You can also support us on Patreon. It helps us to pay for some overhead and to send us to Comic Palooza, where we have a booth this year. So far, I will give everyone a quick update. We have our booth.
Yes.
We have our t-shirts.
Yes, yes.
We have a couple.
I got my hoodie on.
A couple hoodies.
Ooh.
Look at that hoodie.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
We have an Xbox One to give away. We have $100. I don't think you can see them in my corner here. We have $100 worth of pops to give away.
You got $100 worth of pot to give away? Hell yeah, man.
Well, listen, man, we are that type of show.
Way to go, yeah. Texas.
So that is where we're at. Oh, and the banner, the 8-foot by 3-foot banner, will be arriving at my house in 4 days.
Can we change our name to the 8-foot geek?
I hope there's a typo on the banner.
So you're going to hang the banner behind you?
Yeah. Oh, God. That would be amazing, right?
Just like, yeah, just to where it's like literally right behind your head. Just
I should do that in between cons. Whoop. Just have it hanging.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming in the mail. We'll show it all off and all that on the social media, so make sure you follow us.
Yep. And it's gonna be a fun time. This live right now on Twitch. There is a donate button below where you can donate some monies if you got any. Yep. I'm gonna throw up the little donate thing that shows. So we're already, if you look above, we've already meet our goal so far, but hey, any more that we make helps tremendously. Pays for hotel and gas and food and rain to get her own room and
yeah.
That everyone's gonna sneak into. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's just
pound that pee.
That's right. essentially she has already sent out invites to every male that's going to Comic-Con and is gonna be like, hey, here's my room, come on up, just form a line.
She says in the chat, fuck you guys.
I was not a part of that.
Yep.
I laughed.
You were,
at him,
you were here.
You giggled
and you laughed.
I did more than a giggle.
Oh my gosh,
I wet my pants.
I wet my pants.
Let's see. Every week, we like to start the show with something called Missed Connections. We take real ads from the Missed Connections section on Craigslist and read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. And, of course, as always, we definitely just cannot make this stuff up. Enjoy.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right, Sean Pennis, how you doing this week?
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hello. I hope everything is going well.
It is. I just got back from my trip to Cancun.
Where?
Cancun.
Oh, cool. Well, do you have anything to share with us about that trip?
No, I flew solo. I went solo. Listen, when I went to one of those resorts, right, where everyone there is willing to bang everyone else there.
Oh, wow.
What are those called?
Resorts?
Yes. Thank you. That's the term.
Okay.
I don't fucking remember. Anyway, so, you know, it was like all right week. I found out that I'm super white and like
sandals.
Super burned now. Sandals. Yeah, that's it. I went to Sandals Cancun. Because you know what? It was spring break. So there was a lot of like borderline illegal chicks there for me to fuck.
All right. Well, let's see what you got, man.
And by that, I mean they were legal, but just like, you know, their birthday was the day before.
Right. But it seems like you left and you missed somebody.
I did. I missed somebody on the flight back from Cancun to JFK.
All right. Well, let's hear about it.
So this is my missed connection. Cancun to JFK Saturday. This is a male, obviously. Look at me. Looking for a woman. And this was, I don't know why I put Chelsea, because clearly this Cancun to JFK. You were blonde and beautiful, traveling with a nerdy looking man and some kids. I was the tall guy traveling with a girl. It wasn't really with her. It's just like she was a clinger. You know what I mean? Anyways, so we made eye contact several times, and you look like you could use a super good pounding. I want to put that P in that V. So let's get together. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Thank you, Sean. I didn't find a quality one for myself this week, so we're just leaving it up to Kevin to bring it home.
We're just going to have you improv a whole one right there.
Okay, good. Here we go. Hold on. I got this. Hold on.
Do you like butter?
Whoa.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Oh, hey, Perry. Hey, listen, I was on spring break, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I went to the Butterfest over at Butterland. I saw this chick, and she was having, like, corn on the cob, and it was in butter. And I just melted.
Oh, I bet you did. You bet you melted just like that butter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is up. To the girl who was eating the corn. Oh, yeah. Do you like butter? Me too. Yours truly. I mean, Terry.
Note to self, never have Jer improv again.
You'll get butter.
Butter's
buttered
better.
Out.
Butter's better.
God.
All right, Kev.
This one is White House Walmart.
I didn't know they had a Walmart in the White House.
Baby, it's 2008. I believe I can fly.
What?
This one is a man for a woman. You know what I mean? Check this out.
I haven't known what you meant since 2008. What do
you
mean?
I don't know.
Yo. Chill, shouty. Check this out.
Okay.
So I was talking to this girl. I was like, hey, girl. I hope you read this. You said you couldn't read from your post, so here goes. I included some pictures just to help. Were you blonde with the nightest Were you blonde? What the fuck was I thinking? Were you blonde with the nicest, tightest ass that was in front of us in the 20 items or less line? You talked a bit. You had a six pack of root, parentheses, beer, unparentheses, and you said goodbye when you left. I would have definitely taken you up for your number. If you see this, let's talk, girl. I hope it's you. Do not contact me. Conversations.
What the fuck? Is that another one sentence one? It looks like it. That's just
one sentence.
Yep.
But don't forget about the f number.
Yeah, the f.
Yeah.
I always love whenever I meet a new girl, I'm like, hey, can I get you f number?
That's what the hip kids call it these days. They're like, hey, bae, can I get your f number?
No, you can't say number full out. It's got to be, can I get you f num?
God damn it. Damn millennials.
Sup. Sup, girl.
Sup, bae. I want your f num.
Sup, bae. Can I get them f num? Piz?
You sound special, Jer.
Oh, shit. All right, let's talk some movies.
Please.
Did you guys know that the My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 came out this week?
Yes, I know. I saw it twice. It was great.
18.1 million.
Man. Huh. That's better than Greece is doing right now.
Greece?
Greece is in the country?
Oh, Greece is the... Oh.
See, because financial problems. My wife.
Thought you were talking about Greece, like...
Grease Lightning is the word. I was just thinking the same song.
Yeah, feeling.
Now, bow, bow, wow, wow, wow.
Summer loving, I got me some ass.
Yeah, summer loving, I smoked a lot of grass.
Summer loving, I turned that ass to trash.
She was into butt things.
met a boy
who wore a cock ring.
There you go. That's summer. It. We gotta recreate Greece now.
And then you keep the fucking chorus the same. Summer love.
Oh, Jesus.
So everybody went to go see Batman versus Superman, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
It made $170 million domestically, but it made like $470 million. Globally,
foreigners are easily swayed.
I say 470, but what are you talking about? Domestically, we're swayed. It's the biggest opening in March, even though the critics fucking hated this movie. Also, you can see what our thoughts were over at 8-Bit Bits. We did a full review of it and all that. So we won't get into what we thought of the film. Just know that everybody should see it just to see what you personally think about it. Also,
And Batman. I mean, just goddamn it, Batman. I'll go and say it. Batman was the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Easily.
And Deadpool made history by cracking the number 2 rated R film of all time. Mm-hmm. So, there
it's
you go.
Crazy that that's still in the top 10. It's like number 6. No, 7.
And 7.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It made 5 million, but it's made a total of 350 domestically.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the biggest March opening ever. Crazy, because, I mean, usually a lot of people stay away from a film when it gets to be about 40% on Rotten Tomato.
People just, they needed to see this. They were like, I've seen enough of the trailers and all that. I just got to go out and see it. That was my idea. I was like, fuck it.
Speaking of, God, they oversaturated the market with, I've never seen a movie have so many fucking trailers and TV trailers and TV internet spots and exclusive videos. And I mean, I was just like dumbfounded by how much they actually gave away.
There was a trailer for it before the actual movie came on.
Yeah, there's a trailer for Batman versus Superman while you're going to watch Batman versus Superman.
In the middle of it, like Batman, Bruce Wayne checks a video out that ends up being the trailer for it.
And then he's like, we're going to take a quick intermission. And then it was another trailer for Batman versus Superman, and we all thought, like, we were sitting there together, and we're like, hey, is this, oh, shit, they're already doing the sequel. And then it got to the end, and we're like, oh, well, we've already watched this movie, because that was at the end of the credits as well. It was, like, the last credit scene. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But Zootopia came in second. How about that? That's still up there.
I still need to see that movie. I heard it's really political. It's got a lot of political agendas behind it, and it's actually really good, they say. So,
nothing is not for the 1%.
Well, I hear it's more to do with like race and stuff. Like it's like it's how to teach your kids about not to be a racist douchebag, but done with bunny.
The Trump edition.
How to not be a racist douchebag?
Oh, like,
no! Trump is a national treasure.
Jesus. What nation? Zimbabwe?
I was going to say that, but I was like, that's going to be super racist.
Yeah, that's bad for Zimbabwe.
The Aryan?
Yeah, the Aryans. There you go.
There you go.
They got they got a place up there in, you know, North Dakota.
Yep.
I apologize to
I'm sure they do.
Apologize to all of our North Dakotan listeners.
They're like, fuck you! It's true, but fuck you!
Let's see. Warner Brothers has announced that they have no plans to go R-rated, even though they are releasing an R-rated version of the movie. So you can expect a PG-13 from all of the future DC movies, which is smart. I mean, you don't need to go R-rated R.
Unless, again, at least in the theaters. Like, yeah, we're getting an R-rated Batman, but that's going to be straight to video. It's going to be the DVD release of Batman vs.
Okay,
Superman.
So did you guys watch this strange-ass video, behind-the-scenes video of Lex Luthor in with an alien?
Yeah,
what was that about? Yeah.
What is it about? I don't...
It's just, while he's on the ship, apparently he comes across something else on the ship, and they're saying that may be what leads into the whole dark side storyline.
So that's the reason why. See, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing where they should have edited in stuff, because it makes no sense at the end of the spoilers. At the end of the film,
super fucking spoilers.
At the end of the film, where he's like yelling out things, and everyone's like, "Well, how the fuck does he know this?
The bell has been rung."
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't know. Once again, another reason why I didn't,
exactly. You know. And I felt with that scene, like, even watching, I was like, there's something that they cut that we didn't see that's going to make this make a lot more sense, because it doesn't. I mean, because he like went from being like kind of just smart crazy to just batshit crazy, really fucking quick,
real quick.
Yeah,
yeah. It shows like he's on the ship and he's like being surrounded by the military, like they're coming and arresting him. And he's like talking to something.
See, and that's the important thing that we missed, because that was another thing that was on my mind. I was like, so you're telling me the military hasn't gone in there when it's like, hey, Lex is in there with an alien. Like, maybe we should go in. Maybe we should stop him. Nah.
Yeah.
Meh. All right. So let's get past the Batman versus Superman stuff. Netflix has admitted to limiting its video quality on AT&T and Verizon, and they are saying that it was to help people, but people are losing their shit over it because they're blaming their carriers.
Yeah, I've seen a couple different things, because I've seen like both sides of it, where people are like, you know, they're mad because like, well, I want to watch movies on my phone or whatever. But then I've seen the other side where someone was like, my wife fell asleep watching Netflix. And so after she hit her limit, or, you know, and pretty much used up all of our data for the month, like, it choked it down, you know? And so, like...
Oh,
so it helped, yeah.
Yeah, so the thank you, because, you know, instead of... Yeah, I mean, so I see the plus sides.
Do you know what would be really good for Netflix? I know it's a streaming service, but I think on mobile, it would really benefit if you're a subscriber, that you can save a season to your device and watch it, and then of course when you're done with it, you just unsync it and it deletes, you know, so that way you can have it local stored instead of depending on the internet for it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you still have to download
it
somehow.
Is that a fucking, yeah, when you're on Wi-Fi, Kevin?
We'll see.
Like, if you're at the house, okay, let me give you a perfect example. You're taking a trip, I don't know, let's say to California, and you're in the car for, I don't know, say 26 hours, or you're on a plane for 3 hours. You don't want to pay for the $20, but you're like, okay, well, I'm organized enough to download something to, I can download a movie from Netflix, watch it on the plane, watch it somewhere else without connecting to the internet. Or if you're in the hotel room and you're like, fuck, I want to watch something, there's nothing on. Oh shit, that's right, I've got Netflix. I don't have to use my data. It's just locally stored. Like, that's good shit. Don't you fucking tell me it's not. Both of you.
I guess we'll see.
Anywho. No one cares about my fucking rant. So he mentioned at the point that the it mobile optimized 480p Netflix streams, or higher res than what you were getting on AT&T or Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were getting at 360p instead of 480. Is there really a big difference between the two?
if you're looking on a cell phone, it's probably hard to tell. But the thing about it is, I've always had it where you'd get an episode of two of something, and it would ask you, "Are you still watching this?" Yeah. And if you don't answer it in a certain amount of time, it shuts off on you. I don't understand how people can go over their limit when shit like that happens. So I don't know. People still find a way, though, I guess.
People will always bitch. And not a lot of movie news coming out because, well, everything is preparing to come out and it's starting to be summertime, so news is slim. There was something. Hold on. I got this. Let me pull this up. I saved it. Okay, so Ben Affleck is
Affleck.
I know we're not going to talk about Batman, but for Superman. But now we're going to talk about Batman. The rumors have started that Batman has started to work with Geoff Johns on the solo movie that he will be directing. And so they said that they're working together on something. We all know it's probably the solo Batman movie.
Yeah, especially if Geoff Johns is involved.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Very.
That's one of those things where, again, it's like, well, what the fuck else could you be working on? Like, you're the head of DC, and then you were Batman. Like,
yeah.
What else is there?
Nothing.
Watchmen 2.
Oh, God.
How would they? Never mind.
There's more comics. They released more comics a couple years ago.
They did. I remember that. I actually picked up a couple of them. It wasn't very good.
No. Yeah. I believe it.
It wasn't written
by any of the original people.
Exactly.
I never read the originals. I just watched the movie.
The original Watchmen?
Yeah. I just watched the movie, which was really cool.
Honestly, it was just like that, besides the weird screwy ending in the comic. But we talked about that once again during the Batman.
Oh my God, you remember when they made so much such a big deal over Dr. Manhattan?
Dr. Manhattan. Sure.
Dr. Yeah. Manhattan's penis.
His schlong?
Yeah, his penis. They're just like
big old monster dick.
Yeah.
And
hashtag dick bouquet.
Who wanted that ability to like replicate themselves to have sex like with the same woman with like 50 of you? That'd been 50? Cool.
That would be a little rough.
Well, it would be, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you get another three of me in there. Well, there won't be room for a woman if there was three of me in there, but I'm just saying, kind of sexy.
So basically three of you fucking each other is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's Is it like you guys giving each other like Dutch rudders or something?
That's what I'm hearing.
Not fully against this plan. I mean, you got to love yourself before you can love others.
That's true. So. Way to go there, Mary J. Blige.
Okay, so Sony has formed a new company to develop fully fledged iOS and Android titles based on their own properties. Mm. And so now we all know how this went with the PlayStation Mobile. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. But Nintendo is doing it, so Sony's going to jump on board. I'm sure Microsoft will jump on board. Everybody will start making games. And Doug, what did the comments say? We need to hear it. I saw your face.
Rain says three Jairs might make one average dick.
Boo! This house.
Hey, I just want to listen. That's cute, Rain. But in order to make one average dick to fit into your vagina, you would need a fucking whale's penis. It's that big.
Isn't that a dork?
Her whale's penis. Her dork? Vagina. Her vagina is that big. It gets that. You know? Do you see? You guys see where I'm going with that?
I feel like that's.
I feel like I'm not getting that. Can you elaborate more?
Yeah. Okay. So.
No. Don't.
For her, there is.
God damn it.
Listen, I feel like saying that her vagina is that big. Look, I know that she's had like two kids, but I feel like that may be giving Micro just a little too much credit.
Oh, this was probably before Micro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was her time in college.
Yeah, like her time in college. I mean, she got wrecked.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, Mike earlier in the chat was like, can we have a podcast where we don't talk about how slutty my sister is?
Yeah.
The answer was clearly no.
Listen, she just has to keep her mouth shut.
Well, that's what he said.
God damn it.
Well, let me mark this down because none of this is going to make it to the podcast.
Why not? It's funny. Keep it in. Don't. No. Fuck this.
Keep it in. That's what she said.
Because I can't feel it yet.
Oh, Jesus.
No problem, Mike.
So let's just move past this.
Hey, how about that PlayStation 4K, huh?
Yeah, Jeremy? That's a thing.
Remember that thing?
Yeah, so I guess they're working on a real PlayStation 4K.
Good, but here's, someone is.
Ooh, no, but here's the deal. I guess it's not going to play 4K video games. It's actually just a 4K player. Kevin's that face.
Doesn't make sense.
So, okay, so...
It's a 4K player right now. Like, if you get Netflix on it or anything like that, you can run it at 4K.
Like... the DVD 4K, you know what I'm saying?
They don't have DVDs.
Or Blu-ray, you mean? Blu-ray 4K, yeah. So I guess that's what they're saying. That's, and this is what the report says. I mean, they're saying that, yes, it will have a more powerful GPU. And... but I don't think that it is... I don't think I included it in this one. But it says that it's actually just for running 4K video, not actual gaming at 4K.
Okay.
So,
I mean, the thing is, we're far away, at least as home consoles, we're far away from 4K gaming because of the fact that this, especially look at this these days, how many games can actually run at 60 frames a second on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One? Not very many. So it's like, if you want to go 4K, that you need a heavy duty card. Mm-hmm. I would say even like a 970 to a 980 in order to do that shit on a PC. And there's not that kind of technology in a home console,
okay,
as stated by the price.
So I have another story up here. So it will have a more processing power to support 4K and to better enhance the PS VR gaming experience. And so they're actually looking to call it the PS4K. Get it?
Okay.
And so it outputs games, blah, blah, blah. And so while the current console doesn't support 4K, it does support 4K video and photos.
I can dig it.
So I don't know, man. I think that it's a bad idea, right? Because you start to segregate the community. And then you already don't have a huge player base as it is. Well, I guess you're not segregating much.
No, because all the same games work on it.
Right.
And like you were saying, I mean, it's not the significant change we initially thought it would be. This one's still, they're going to be some light upgrades, but it's probably just going to make processing speed faster. Yeah. It's not really going to implement.
It's
like,
probably, I would probably say it's going to upscale a little bit better, but I don't think it's like a whole, because with... Maybe it does output better to a 4K for gaming, for actual looking at stuff like what you're looking at now just in 4K. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that you're going to get a lot more textures and everything out of this just based on... Because you still have the same amount of RAM.
Yeah.
You still it doesn't make much sense.
No, and that's basically... It's going to be like how... PlayStation 3 had them. You know, when they went slim, they had a faster drive in there, and they made it a little faster, and your games loaded quicker. But, like, there was no performance difference between, like, the old-school fat PlayStation 3 and the slim PlayStation 3. Okay. And then the next version of the PlayStation 3. They're going to keep doing that throughout a console cycle. I mean, look, we're already 3 years into PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, so it's like they've got to release some kind of, like, you know, thing to kind of spice up the market, even though they should be releasing games, because this console generation sucks as far as games go.
PC's on fire, though.
PC's on fire because they're getting everything. Like, console exclusives are starting to go to the way of the dinosaur, and so PC is the one reaping all the benefits of that, as you can see with Rise of the Tomb Raider. Right now, it's just, we're in such a weird cycle with the consoles because of so much technology is jumping really fast, and PC can keep up because they release new video cards every week and new hardware every week. When you have these home consoles now, you know, we've always talked about it, like Xbox going modular and all of this. It's like they need to do that to keep up with PC. I mean, it really is a whole PC master race thing at this point. It's becoming to where, remember when we were kids and the arcade games always looked amazing compared to your console games? Mm-hmm. It's starting to do that backwards evolution where console games look good, but PC looks amazing. you know, and they've got to find a way to enhance the console market. There you go. Rant over.
And consoles still, I mean, consoles still can look great. Like, the games don't look terrible. Like, they look great. Definitely PCs on the better side of the things. Scale.
Yep.
And we all know that in a year or less, The Division is going to look a hell of a lot better on PC, because they're going to finally be like, all right, guys, we'll release the high-quality pack that we said that we had, and we won't scale it back anymore for you. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. If you guys remember that. Okay, so you guys remember the Nintendo NX controller pictures that came out?
Yes.
That leaked? Yep, those are fake. We all got fooled. The guys who worked on it used a 3D printer and Photoshop to make it. It was very convincing. Piece of shit.
I'm kind of happy that that isn't the controller, because as you can see from cell phones, touchscreen buttons are not as accurate as companies think they are.
No. I don't like them.
And it just looked stupid as fuck.
I don't think it looked stupid. It actually looked like a Vita or something along those lines, which is fine. But the fact, if you're making all the buttons touchscreen, like,
yeah, there
that
was
thing
no
drops,
face. There was no face.
Your
buttons.
Whole thing's fucked.
Yeah, there was no face
it
buttons on it.
Stupid.
It looked really tiny. It could look kind of small. Like, if you were to pick it up in your hands, you're just like, that's a tiny screen.
Yeah.
Especially for these big-ass giant hands.
And think about it this way, too. And they were talking about each game would have a different screen, which is cool in theory, but what if they start switching around buttons? You're not going to know. You're not going to remember. The average person can remember button placement if the control is always changing.
Yeah. So, true. More time until we see that.
Yeah,
we talked about Sony may bring the PlayStation VR to the PC. They've already said that they're very interested in doing so. Mm-hmm. And that would actually spark a lot of competition for bringing the price down on the Vive and on the Rift.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. But I mean, that also, I feel like that may play into, like, PlayStation, I guess, bringing their games to PC or being able to stream from your PC. Mm-hmm. And blah blah blah, because to use the PlayStation, you have to use the fucking stupid dildo looking thing, don't you? The PlayStation VR, don't you have to use their stupid little
yeah, but all they have to do is create a driver for those and then good to go.
Wand.
Yeah, but you know, the point is, I don't want to fucking use one of those. They look like a goddamn dildo.
So, what's your experience with dildos, Doug?
Yeah,
a terrible experience. It's like Vietnam fucking flashbacks.
Why do you hate dildos so much? What's happening? You want to talk about it?
You don't want to know.
They call him Doug the Bunny McDonald.
Ask Rain later.
So you and Rain share this issue?
No, she enjoyed it. I did not. It's like that scene from Deadpool. Nope.
Happy Women's Rights Day.
This story is for Kevin.
No, I saw this and I was like, no, I'm good.
Harmonix.
Was it about Guy Fieri? What are we talking about?
No. Not
John Mayer, really.
Not nearly.
You can get every John Mayer song and every other song that Rock Band has released on the PC, of all places, for $2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the rewards if you put in $2,500. They're currently trying to make $1.5 million to bring Rock Band to the PC.
Which is ridiculous.
They have 500,000. This company is going down quickly.
I'm sure Mike can agree with me on this if he's in chat. I mean, Rock Band 4 to me was a letdown. For the most part, I don't think Harmonix lived up to their promise of, like, basically bringing all their songs back. They were slowly doing it. I haven't played it lately, so I don't know if they've brought back. But they were initially promising to bring 1, 2, and 3, all of those songs back. So if you had a library of songs, you brought all of those back. Well, then they started talking about charging because they had to get their royalties back, and they started doing all this stuff, and it didn't work out. And the thing that sucks about it is the multiplayer. There's no multiplayer online like there used to be for the other ones. There's no challenges. They made a super bare bones version coming from part 3. Part 3 was like the pinnacle of it. Then after that, they just went back to 4, and they just basically put a shitty career mode in there, and that's it.
Well, the other thing I was going to bring up is everybody thought that the whole music scene was back with video games last year, and it completely failed. Like, Rock Band didn't do as well as everybody thought. Mad Catz went just started laying people off because of the fact that it, you know, it was going to build all
instruments.
The accessories, the instruments, and then Guitar Hero. Like, fuck, you can go into the Best Buy right now and pick up Guitar Hero with two guitars for like $40 with the game. It's just, it's in a bad place, and so it didn't, you know, it didn't come back as well as people thought. So,
yeah, Mike in chat said he thinks Rock Band 4 was released a year too early, probably because Mad Catz was desperate to make money before they went down. So. And I can see that because it does seem like it was rushed. And it's, like I said, they pushed it out without a lot of features at all, and they kept promising features down the line. Like I said, I haven't been back to it in a couple months, but last time I did, I wasn't impressed. And the stock set list was complete shit. I don't care what music genres you're into currently, the current set list on just the base version of the game was awful.
A lot of Dave Matthews, a lot of John Mayer.
Yeah, no, but it was just in general, there was a lot of bands that no one knew about or cared about.
I mean, I personally would have loved to sit down with you in June and play some John Mayer songs.
It'll change your life, man.
For real. Like, it would give you a new perspective when you're singing the songs, and then mm-hmm. Doug and I are playing, you know, back up to you. You know, Doug's on the drums probably, or a guitar, and I'm sitting there with just slapping the bass, and then you just got John...
Slapping the bass!
You've got John Mayer in your heart and in your mouth.
No, none of that. No.
Let's see. GTA 6 is in production, they say. And Tokyo was actually considered for the city. So nobody, it's not official or anything, but there's an insider from Tech Radar who says that the it started up. So we'll see it in, what, 6 years?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's generally... I'm excited to see what Rockstar and like
they're supposed to.
Whatever they're going to do at E3 this year. There's supposed to be a couple of drops this year.
Huge, huge announcement. Mm-hmm. Everyone is hoping, of course, for, you know what? Fucking.
Red Dead 2?
Red
Half-Life 3?
Red Dead.
Oh. Red Dead 2?
Red Dead 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Yep. And then there's another one too they're talking about. That one that was like it was just okay. LA Noire. Like, it's supposed to be another one.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't like that one. I got into it a little bit. I played like 4 hours and I just went, I was like, this is getting a little boring. It was too slow.
It's fun, but it's fun. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, you're a detective and it's solving cases. So if you like those kind of like adventure-y click here sort of, you know, puzzle games, it was fun and it was cool how they did it with the mocap stuff was, you know,
it was
the
on
time
point. It was on point.
Was just, oh, mind boggling. It was crazy. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, by the time you get to the third act of the game, you're like,
ready for this to be over.
I'm over this.
I thought that was like the first Rockstar like big open sandbox game I actually wanted to finish, though. I would always lose interest in the Grand Theft Auto ones, but Red Dead Redemption had me till the end.
We're not talking about that.
We were talking.
God damn it! What did I miss? I was behind in the chat. I was looking at the chat.
Oh my god! It's like texting you in real life.
I was
like,
catching
like
up in IRL chat
in a conversation.
We were talking about L.A. Noire.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty ahead, but the thing was...
No, we're done.
Studio...
We're done. Yeah,
it's over. It's done.
It's over.
Australia.
Yeah, but Red Dead Redemption was probably the best out of Rockstar. I mean, GTA 5 was also fucking amazing, but...
I still need to finish that for the actual single player.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't finished it yet.
Hey, guess what? The update, if Kevin can ever get his account back, they updated... They updated
I got it back
the game.
From those Ukrainian jerks.
They updated the game and said that it now loads faster. So I don't know how fast, but we'll have to test it out.
It takes 10 minutes to log into a match instead of 20.
So they have 50% decrease. Nice.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Let's log in right now and find out.
No. After the show,
I have uninstalled it from my computer.
Ooh,
I dare you to reinstall it.
I dare you. I double Doug dare you.
Nope. I had to make space for games that I was actually going to play.
Damn,
that hurts Kevin's soul.
Yeah, don't. No shit's given.
I mean, I made the game.
Okay, so the last story here is that the days of the Wii U are numbered because of the NX, and we all knew that, right?
It definitely felt like it, considering they haven't had like a whole lot of game titles launching on the Wii U as of recently.
This is what I want to happen, and this is the real reason why I brought up the story, because nobody gives a shit about the Wii U. What I want to happen is I want them to just unlock that goddamn controller, so that way I can stream to it via the Nvidia Shield and play with it around the house, or like watch videos on. Like, I just want that to be my little gaming device around the house. That'd be fun. Can I have that, please? And they did have a working, like, somebody hacked it, and they had a working, like, prototype version of Steam running on it, streaming. But then that was back in 2013, and it's been mum ever since. Like, there's nothing going on with it. So I figure if it's dead, just open it up for everyone else. I'd pick one up for a good $100, you know, maybe $50, something. And play around with it and have some fun on the toilet.
We still talking about systems?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. So, yeah. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's our show.
Nothing else happened this like past week?
Well, we can look up some more news.
I'll tell you what. Next week, Quantum Break. Oh, and if you buy it on Xbox One, you get a free PC copy, but the PC copy is cursed because you have to have Windows fucking game bullshit 2.0.
Hey, by the way, it runs, a lot of people are up in arms because it only runs at 720p on the Xbox One.
Yeah. And 30 frames a second, 720p.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the PC doesn't fall suit to kind of...
You know what they said? He was like, okay, but listen, all the effects that we've put into place, it really lends itself to the cinematic feel, so that's why we did it. And I was just like, bullshit answer. Like, bullshit
bitch,
answer.
You couldn't get that graphics to go.
Yeah, bullshit answer. So
I'm really excited for that game, though, but I'm even more excited in 2 weeks. You boys aren't going to see me. Well, I'll be streaming it. That's all you'll see me. Dark Souls 3. The drop.
I'm surprised you haven't played it early, because they've made it like impossible to play, and that's the way you like it.
That's always the way I like it, baby.
Hey, and be prepared, in 4 weeks you'll be at my front door.
Fuck.
Oh shit, yeah. Is it Texas Primary Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, yeah.
4 weeks
I gotta
away.
Start saving money.
Yeah.
Get that autograph money dough.
Yeah, that old grab money dope.
Gotta go try to see Tom Savini again.
Mm-mm. Don't do it, man. He's gonna break your heart.
Again.
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 Twice. Fool me once.
But what you should save money for...
He ain't gonna fool me again.
What you should save money for is that our bro, Peter Klein's, is gonna be there.
Oh, yeah, dude. I gotta buy his new book.
You gotta get his new book.
Yeah, Exile. Me too.
Exile.
Man, can't wait to read that one. Fucking
I'm on
series is amazing.
Right,
nice. Oh, Kevin's just trucking along.
Hey, check
Jeremy.
This out. Look at,
doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, I wrote the first.
The first book.
I was the first fucking misconnection that you were talking about, or in the Walmart. You can't read.
You were blonde with a tight ass, but it's perfect. It is you.
Look at this. I am so far into this book.
Is that the beginning?
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, boo. That book is awesome, by the way. Peter Klein's X Heroes.
I know. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. I spent too much time on this thing and then on the other things.
Whacking it.
Anyway.
Read on the toilet. That's what I read it.
I should. I used to read in the toilet all the time until this thing happened. So, until this phone came along.
So, put it on your phone and read it.
I can't. I don't like reading on
the phone. Go download. Listen.
I don't like it.
Take a picture of each page and then read it.
Like, go download the book.
That's what I did. They have sales on them all the time.
Oh,
I got his
Doug's talking about
like
illegally.
$15.
Doug's talking illegally.
Go to a website that offers it for free and download it.
Get a deal at the bookstore.
Yeah, and download it.
I feel like there's an angel and a devil on my shoulders.
No, we're both saying the same thing.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Oh, just Kevin's just
watching
saying
our legalities
it.
Here.
Oh, shit. All right, everybody. That's our show for the week. I hope that you enjoyed it. And as always, come back next week. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Wait, no, we're saying bye.
Yeah, come. Why are you saying hi?
So welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast, where...
We're an advice show for the modern era. No, shit, that's the wrong podcast altogether.
Oh, no!
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm that guy, Kevin.
Hey, and if you're building a house, it's one brick at a time.
What?